This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Warning, the following content may contain elements that are not suitable for some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello, kiddies. This is y'all's ghoulie, John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. And you're listening to Slasher Radio.
Welcome to Slasher Radio. My name is Bones, and Tad and Rob are with me. What's going on, ladies and gents?
Hello. Hey there.
Oh, man. We just got done recording Killer Beats.
Another resounding victory for me.
No.
I don't know. I feel like I won, guys.
You always feel like you won.
I don't know. Yeah, he never wins.
Crazy. I don't feel like I'm winning in fantasy football right now.
Me either, man. Mr. Let It Hang is letting it hang on me. God damn.
Oh. But a special episode of Killer Beats where we did all guilty pleasures.
For anybody not signed up to this Patreon, you're missing out on golden opportunity to make fun of me. I'm just like, Greg?
Yeah.
You guys give me shit for my movie picks.
Yep, you should hear some of this quote-unquote music that he likes to play.
That's right. But to listen to that, you got to go over to patreon.com/slasherradio. That's where we play song. That's a beauty of being behind a paywall. Is that, you can do certain things. And we listen to a song together or with you guys. You guys are able to hear it too. And we discuss it and or make fun of each other.
Yep. Absolutely.
The latter. Yeah.
And it's only $3 goddamn.
Well, the tiers are starting as low as $3 a month to support the show. I do want to, we do need to talk about the Patreon because this is the Patreon pick this week. And we've had a bunch of subscribers recently.
Well, that's a good thing. Let's not jinx it.
Yeah, right. Shout out to Joel, who hopped on. Let me make sure I'm getting his tier right. He joined the 3-tier Clover.
Ooh. Well, welcome aboard, Joe.
That's Joel.
Thanks, Joel.
Joe, what I said.
Damn it. I really wish the patrons would have names that aren't close or similar to other names to prevent this.
Yeah. Me too. It'd make things easier for me if they didn't have these confusing ass names.
It's 4 letters.
Don't blame the patrons for this.
Shout out to Jenny Sowards, who hopped on to Robert the Tier 1. Not a lot of Robert the Tier 1. She may be the only one.
Because she knows Robert's the best.
Yeah, you're Robert. The tire is getting shit on in this thing.
Yeah, no. Thank you, Jenny, for getting aboard.
Yes.
We appreciate that.
That's right. Also, shout out to Medusa. He got the hose, guys.
That is not her real name.
It's his real name.
That is not his real name.
It's not his real name. His real name is
I guarantee goddamn to you, if you look at his birth certificate, it does not say Medusa.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
Because I happen to know Medusa.
Medusa, if your birth certificate says that, you have to send a picture to Rob. I'm sorry. That's the rules.
Social security number included, please.
And mother's maiden name.
Yeah. And your childhood best friend, just in case.
Yeah. You ever have a dog?
You have to verify these things.
Yeah. But shout out to Medusa. I do know Medusa. It was very nice of him to support the show like that. I did not know he was going to join the Patreon. So caught me by surprise there. He said he was listening to, our survival guide episode. The episode's doing great. Thank you, everybody.
Nice.
Yeah. Well,
the numbers picked up on that, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. Like I said, could be a little better. Could be better. Yeah. But you know what? I'm not going to even bitch about it.
All right, good.
Yeah, they didn't go down like the last time. It's fun. But he was listening to that. He had some shameful things to say about Rob's picks.
That is terrible, Medusa.
Pretty on par. But yeah, so he was listening to that. He was telling me about how his mother loved Cujo growing up, and like, you know, the D. Wallace thing was really cool to her. So enjoying the content, guys. You're missing out on a lot of stuff.
What is this, like your best friend or something? What are you guys?
No, but he was telling me after
you're writing letters to each other, little love notes or something.
No, he was telling me, like, he's like, I got the hose. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Because he told me he was listening to the show. Mm-hmm. So I thought maybe he went back and listened to, you know, old stuff. And I looked at the email. I was like, oh shit, no, he joined the Patreon, and we were talking about the show, and he told me that stuff.
Damn. That being said, if you sign up to the highest Patreon tier, Mikey will write you a love letter.
I will. I very much will. Ghost and Chris, also members of the Get the Hose tier, they got their mugs last week.
Oh, I'm jealous of those look cool.
Yeah, they do look kind of cool. You can get one, Kat. Just sign up for the hose.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/radio.
That's right. Support the show, damn it. Thank you, everybody who signed up recently. It allows us to do more for you guys. So, you know, we'll keep pumping it out if you guys keep supporting us, for sure. The Horror Court.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have to remind you. Excellent.
This has haunted me, guys. Horror Court has always been a very serious part of the show. Mm-hmm. It's where, by the way, Ghost Sentencing, I think we should push back till next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds like we have serious business to take care of this week.
So. Yeah. Ghost has been fucking ruffling feathers on Twitter, bitching. She had her chance and she blew it. So here we are. This is probably one of the most devastating, heartbreaking, disappointing times of my life. This horror court is against my daughter.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Is it against how she spelled Freddy?
No. It's not. I can live with that.
She misspelled Freddy?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Right. So she had her... My daughter, she's not into horror, but she enjoys it. Like, she watches it frequently enough on her own. Just not a fan, you know? So she's getting it. And, she had her friends over the other day. She had two friends over. They were in her room giggling and cackling like girls do. And I get a text on my phone. And the text read, "What's the password to HBO Max?" I was like, "Well, we don't have HBO Max. What are you trying to watch?" "Freddy Krueger." Yeah, I spelled Krueger wrong. So I told her. My reply was, "You spelled it wrong, but okay." I went in her room. I'm like, "All right, what are you guys trying to do?" So I said, "This is beautiful, though. I have the box set. Whatever Nightmare on Elm Street they want to watch, boom, right here." I handed it to him. I said, "Please don't mess up my stuff." And I turned around, I smiled, and I walked out of my kid's room.
Yep, all proud, a proud moment.
That's right. Yeah. My daughter wants to watch Freddy Krueger.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. I hear some talking going on in there. I'm like, huh. I can't really make out what they're saying, but it doesn't sound pleasant. What's going on? So I'm sitting in here, I'm doing whatever I'm doing in the living room. My kid comes out, and she says, "You don't have the one that we were watching."
Uh-oh.
No, they're all in there. She said, "We were watching the one from 2010. And I said, "Yeah, no, that's not going to be in there." So her friend, I guess she was watching it with her friend. And yeah, I can see you started the movie you want to finish. Okay. You know, I wasn't even that mad at it. I was annoyed. So I went in there, tried to figure out what was going on. Her friend was trying to log into her parents' HBO Max and whatever, what the hell was happening. So I'm trying to help. It wouldn't work. And I was standing there and I said, "You know, I don't know what you guys are watching the remake for. It was terrible." And her friend looked up at me, dead in the eyes, and said, "No, the remake is better."
Ooh.
And my daughter agreed.
Oh no. Oh man.
Oh, horror court.
I almost hit children.
Yeah.
I almost hit children.
This is what happens when you don't raise your children properly, Mikey.
She loves Scream, you know, mm-hmm. like she likes to. Guys, you don't know how difficult it was to remain a parent. If it was just my daughter in there, there would be no problem. She'd have got yelled at, punished, grounded, phone taken away, everything. Mm-hmm. And watched every Nightmare on Elm Street movie until this was corrected.
Mm-hmm.
But now these are other people's children too in there. And I can't curse at them. Right. You know?
Yeah, because they'll go home and snitch on you.
I know, yeah. I gotta whoop their parents' asses. Oh, who knows? So it's a long, big thing. Guys, I don't know what to do about this.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know how you correct this issue.
Yeah, it's dangerous because if you try to force Nightmare on Elm Street on them now, like the originals, they won't like it just out of spite.
Right.
That's how
right.
teenage girls are.
Like, oh, that's yeah, just... absolutely. It's like when she gets that boyfriend pretty soon that you hate.
Whoa.
And you're gonna be and you're gonna be like, hey, you can't date that guy, and that's only gonna drive her further into his arms.
Mm-hmm.
Let's avoid this topic. Right? It's bad enough we got to talk about what we're talking about here. It was a fucking nightmare remake. I couldn't believe that crap.
I think the punishment should just be like having to watch the Nightmare remake, right?
You would think, right? I think one day I'm going to sit her down and be like, look, just watch this one.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try and push it on her. I'm gonna be like,
that's all you can do. That's all you can do. And yeah. And if that doesn't work and she still says the remake is better, then she has to watch Freddy's Dead 3 times in a row.
That'll just make her think the remake is better.
Right, yeah. Course, yeah.
She has to sit through the dream child.
No!
No, I think if she... Because I got my point across today. I said I made a face, and I made a sound. And I was like, you're crazy. And I didn't know quite how... Like, I was holding back profanity.
You know what you did? You made yourself look like the grumpy old man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wanted to backhand that little girl. And she's a sweet kid, and I felt terrible, but she pissed me off. And I think if, at that point, I'm going to watch... I want to watch the original with her, and I want to watch part 3, Dream War. And at that point... If she watches both of them and pays attention and still thinks the remake is better, I'm going to have to just kick her ass out of the house.
Yeah, you can give her up for adoption still, I think.
Yeah.
Here's another idea. Let her watch all remakes until, like, hear me out. Friday the 13th, remake. House of Wax, remake. Like,
yeah.
The Wicker Man, remake. Just, and then eventually she'll be like, wait a minute.
I was so it was a roller coaster of emotions because I even tweeted the fucking screenshot of the text. I was so proud of her.
Yeah. That was a proud moment.
Yeah, I sent you guys the screenshot. I tweeted it. I was telling everybody.
You sent it to us?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
How do I miss so much stuff?
Don't pay attention.
I've been like in and out of sleep all week, and I even saw that one.
Yeah, I missed it. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that is a proud moment at first anyway. It's like I picked my son up from school one day. He got in the car and he said, can we listen to Pearl Jam? And I was like, hell yeah, we can listen to Pearl Jam.
Yeah, man. They shock you every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yes, that's what I'm talking about. And it's just like, only have to enjoy it for like 15 minutes.
Yeah. 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 That's tough. It is tough.
I don't know. One day, like I said, well, she loves Scream, though. Loved Scream.
Mm. Oh, wait till she sees 5 Cream. She's going to love that. And then she's going to say it's better than the original.
Well, 4 was up there.
Yeah. See, this is why she's got questionable influences.
Yeah.
Also, oh no, it's the Psycho remake situation.
No, it is. It is.
You've done this. You've brought this upon yourself karmically, Mikey.
Mm-hmm.
Kat, you, how dare you?
I just realized.
You cannot blame the Nightmare remake on me, okay? It's not fair. I mean, there's lines, damn it. And, you know, I've fully enforced all the classics. I don't know what to do with this kid, man. But it's a weird thing because you get these kids and they're younger and it's like, not for nothing, I was able to hear them in there. And, you know, they had the fucking remake on. And it's weird hearing it from the other room because I don't remember the remake being a jump scare movie. But hearing it, like, you know, jump scares get loud. And it's like, I heard a lot of jump scares. And I, like, they screamed and screeched and, you know, girl shit when it happened. And, like, it's almost like kids, like, they're not fans of the movies or the genres anymore, and they are just sitting there waiting to be scared by stuff.
Yeah, it's because they like all those Conjuring movies.
Yeah.
All those James Wan movies that are nothing but jump scare after jump scare.
Right. Yeah.
Disappointing. Yeah. Speaking of Nightmare on Elm Street box sets, I don't know if you had this in the news or not, but rumor is Scream Factory might be putting one out.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't have that in there. That's pretty badass. But we do have box set news in the news.
Oh, good.
You guys want to get to that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Might as well. We can't fix your daughter here.
Yeah. I'll keep you guys up to date. And, I got to sit and have a movie-thon with her. Show.
Yeah. And we'll do the ghost punishment next week. And by the way, I think for ghost punishment, we should be taking victim impact statements.
Also, hold on. What are we punishing ghosts for?
If you were personally hurt by ghost lists of top five slashers, you can send us a statement that'll be read at her sentencing.
Yeah, that's fair. And she tried to have Greg defend her. She had 2 weeks to take this seriously.
Yeah.
You know, and she was found guilty in our original horror court. The Damien Maffei came on. That's the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Found guilty again. What more does she want from her? Now she wants to try and be defended. No, you should have taken it seriously from the beginning instead of being on Twitter doubling down.
Yep. If only Damien Maffei had known about your daughter's love of the Nightmare remake.
Oh, shit. God damn. Oh, no. Oh, Damien, if you're listening right now, no. He would shun us just for my kid. God, no. But she's young. Ghost's a full-blown adult. She's a grown-ass woman. She knows
well. Ghost still kind of a kid.
Yeah, but, you know, she knows better is the point. Yeah, now she's trying to take it seriously. Yeah, 2 weeks to do that, Ghost. Well, now, too late. Found guilty all across the board.
Yep.
All right, so news time?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
It's time to hump the news with Rob.
He's not a genius.
I am so a genius.
I don't know what you're talking about. There is a Halloween Kills coloring book that you can get on Amazon right now.
Yeah, it looks pretty dope.
$8.
I know.
Kat?
I'm looking it up right now.
I thought about it, but I don't color. People say coloring's relaxing, but it just makes me nervous.
They say it relieves stress, so I'm always buying coloring books, and then, like, I never have the time to actually color, so I just have, like, a stack of really cool coloring books.
Uncolored coloring books.
I have the Final Girls coloring book, and I liked that one a lot.
I heard about that one.
That one was cool.
Yeah, this one looks pretty cool. I've been wanting to, because I heard that too. I heard it's a very nice stress reliever. So, but I think I would just do what Kat does. I'll buy a bunch of them, color half of one, and that'd be the end of it.
I will say it is relaxing on the days that I remember and have time to do it. No. But
I don't know what you guys have to be stressed about.
Well,
you. For one, you.
Your life is good.
I'm not finding this coloring book.
I sent it to you guys.
You sent a link, Kat. Okay. Oh, just go click on it. It'll take you.
Well, I was trying to Google it. I found a Michael Myers one, but it's. I think it's like a fan thing.
I think this might be too. Obviously, it's licensed, but it's by Dominique Georges is the author. So I don't know. Yeah. You know, but obviously,
I don't know how you got an author on a coloring book.
Someone's got to do all that line art, I guess. Yes.
Not for nothing, though. Even if I tried to do line art, it would come out awful. So I
hell yeah, it would. Yeah. But I just think it's funny. Somebody's like, what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm an author. You written anything I may have read? Did you have the Halloween Kills coloring book?
It's true. Yeah. But yeah, so that's interesting. Go get you one for $8. I mean, that you spent a lot more and a lot worse, guys. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
We know Cat has.
Cat's got cane hotter coffee. What the hell?
It's good.
Next up, this will be something that Rob will enjoy. About 2 weeks ago, there was an article posted on Bloody Disgusting. It was called Early Tracking Shows That Ghostbusters Afterlife Was Targeting a $30 million Opening.
Mm-hmm.
News is now Ghostbusters Afterlife is at around $60 million for their opening, so they did very well.
Yeah, it was a big hit.
What'd you think, Rob? You were glowing about it.
I loved the movie. I loved it. I had a lot of fun with it. It does have a lot of problems. All the stuff that you read about is true. It's very much a kids on bikes movie. It's a ton of fan service, but I didn't give a shit. It's Ghostbusters, and I loved it.
Fair enough.
All right. Yeah.
Isn't that what Ghostbusters is supposed to be anyway? Fun?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a blast. I really did love it. It got a lot of the things right that they got not quite right in the 2016 version. Which I don't hate the 2016 movie, by the way. I think it's a fine movie.
It just
doesn't quite work because every character in that one is like all four are like these off the wall goofy characters, and that doesn't really work, you know. With the original Ghostbusters, you had Bill Murray, who was like the sort of sarcastic one, and then you had the nerdy science guy, and then you had Ernie Hudson, who was just there for a job, you know.
Yeah.
All four of them rather are kind of, you know, these sort of off the wall characters, and it doesn't really work as well, but it's a fine movie. Like I didn't have a problem with it. I wouldn't have been mad if they'd made more of those, but, I'm glad that they went back and did this. I'm also a fan of Jason Reitman, though. I like a lot of his movies. He's a very good director. This is very different than anything else he's made before, but. He's a solid director, and I really, really had a good time with it.
Fair enough. Just for a little bit of context, the budget for this Ghostbusters movie was $75 million. So, you know, in a time where you're not getting full theatrical stuff because of COVID still lingering, you know, they made almost their whole budget back.
By the time everything's said and done, they will have made more than enough money, I'm sure.
Right. So the original Ghostbusters, by the way, made $295.2 million in the box office. God damn, I didn't know it made that much. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised at all.
That was a runaway hit, that movie.
$25 to $30 million budget too on the original. Amazing, huh?
Yeah.
How the hell a budget's bigger? I'm not even gonna get started on it.
I've really been liking the memes that have been floating around that have been pointing out just like how really dumb early 2000s movies have had a higher budget than Dune. I don't know why. That just makes me happy every time I see one.
I've been meaning to watch that.
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
I don't know that I will. It's just not my sort of thing, to be honest with you.
No, I'm waiting for... I have a copy of the book that's supposed to come in, but because of the movie, it's been put on back order, so...
But, yeah, I don't know. I didn't see the original one, but it just never looked like anything that interested me.
All right. Next up is Akito. I don't know if I'm saying that right. I think I am. Akito Footwear is teaming up with Warner Brothers to bring a Gremlin shoe.
A lot of Gremlin shoes this last year.
That's a pretty sick one, though. I like that.
Yeah. I sent this to you guys in the group chat. I'm sure you guys could go to Bloody Disgusting or just Google it. You find it. They are going to be $60. I'm going to fuck this up. Zavvi? ZAVVI.com. What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
That's where apparently you can get them. I've really pointed these out because they are way fucking better than the Vans one.
They are.
A billion percent.
I will say, though, I would not buy these because I only buy Vans.
Well, I will say that I bought one pair of Vans that I will ever buy and will never buy Vans again. So.
And they didn't do anything on the back. They should have put something on that. Like, if you look at the back of the shoe, there's a big black space.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, they could have put something there.
Yeah, yeah, that's... That's
a bit of a swing and a miss there, but they are nice-looking shoes, yeah. I think I'm shoe-budgeted out, though, at this point.
Yeah.
I don't need any more shoes that I'll only wear, like, twice a year.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've already worn my Nightmare once more than that. So I'll get mine, but I'm not going to get these. But yeah, dude, I did not understand how the hell Vans fucked up Gremlins. Like, how do you fuck up Gremlins?
I'm just confused as to why so many people have released Gremlins shoes this year.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I haven't worn my Vans since Halloween. Well, not really. Friday ones are slip-on, so I'll throw those on to take the dog out because it's just quick and easy. But that's it.
All right. Next, actually, you know what? I just want to mention this. I really don't have much to say about it. Dead by Daylight is heading to the Epic Games Store.
All right.
And it'll be free for a week.
Okay.
Don't buy it.
I don't mess with any of that.
No.
I have a new addiction now called Stardew Valley, and I cannot stop playing it.
I am so excited. I'm at 90% for my completion run for Stardew Valley.
Oh,
I have 4 achievements left. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
No, I cannot stop playing this game.
It's addicting.
It's becoming a problem.
Well, yeah, spend your money on Stardew Valley. Free is too much for Dead by Daylight. If they're not, they should be paying people to play this goddamn game. So yeah, go play Stardew Valley instead.
Yeah.
I've never played it, but it's got to be better than this shit.
It's amazing, Mikey.
Fair enough.
I got a farm and everything.
Better than the cult you were running.
Yeah, I haven't played that in a little while. I gotta get back into that. Started down the darkness path and built my sacrificial pit, and then I kind of, I got Stardew Valley.
How do you stop playing at that point?
Like, I don't know. That's the thing. I got Stardew Valley and I started in on that, but I'll go back to it. I'll go back to it. Because I'm definitely going to chuck somebody down that pit.
So it's not a cult, though, right?
No, it's a private members only group for those seeking enlightenment.
And seeking to get thrown down a pit, apparently.
Can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs, you know what I mean? I mean, it's not as bad as it sounds. I throw them down the pit in order to gain resources, so.
That's still bad.
That's worse than it sounds.
I get something out of it.
It doesn't make it better.
You know, wow. Tomato, tomato.
That's all he's got for. Speaking of cults, here's a cult classic. Evil Dead Rise, which that's coming out next year. Bruce Campbell says that it is dark and pretty serious.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't like the description of an Evil Dead movie as pretty serious. I think they're better when they're just fun.
But see, now, wait a minute, because the remake, Cat, bear with us.
The remake is something completely different, though.
Fair. That's fair. But so is this, kind of, I think. Campbell's not in it. But Raimi's part of it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we'll see. We'll see. I guess it's Evil Dead in a high rise.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I like the idea. Sounds kind of cool.
I'm not mad at Evil Dead going balls out.
It could just be, you know, like a weird version of Wreck, though.
Ugh, I hate Wreck so much.
How did you hate Wreck?
I watched it with
Did you watch it without?
Yeah.
I was going to say, did you?
I did have subtitles.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, there was a cool idea that was kicked around for a while of having Michael Myers go after Laurie Strode in a Halloween sequel after Laurie had moved to Chicago, and it was all going to take place in a high rise.
Hmm.
I think that would have been kind of cool.
Yeah.
You don't see that sort of thing very much. But, you know, the Evil Dead in a high rise, I don't know. Like, I'm looking forward to it. I like Sam Raimi. Signed off on this thing. I don't know what his involvement is. You know, Bruce Campbell apparently also signed off on it, so we'll see. But, you know, I enjoy the Evil Dead at, you know, when it's a bit more campy and a bit more fun, like, you know, Evil Dead 2 or Army of Darkness or the TV show.
Right.
That's the stuff I really, really enjoy. Yeah. And I do like the remake, but I think the remake, again, is sort of it's a different thing to me. Like, it doesn't feel like it's part of that same world at all.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'll give it a chance. I think I was the only Evil Dead fan maybe that didn't like the remake, so the bar's been lowered significantly.
Look at Kat, always the contrarian.
Fair enough. I don't know. Oh yeah, you went through a whole story about that remake.
I really wish that if they were going to go a more serious route with it, they would have done some more fact checking about science and defibrillation, maybe. Car batteries, but like, whatever. There were moments where that campiness kind of shined through, but without any of the fun side of it, you know? And it's like, I really did kind of want a campier movie out of it, even though I did like the aesthetic. Like, I think they did a good job making it look scary, but it wasn't an Evil Dead movie.
No one's got time for your book learning, Kat.
Wow.
Well, yeah, it's fair enough. It did set the record for blood, though, Kat. Move. Come on.
That's true. It did.
Yeah.
But it could have done that in a campy way, and it would have been just as fun.
I just feel like we've grown to expect certain things from certain franchises, you know?
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes, though. I'm there for it. Next thing I wanted to bring up is Shout Factory is having a sale on box sets.
Ooh.
Yeah, they are. I saw that.
That's dangerous for me to know.
It is. Friday the 13th, that glorious box set that Kat and Rob have is on sale from $160 to $96.
Damn, I might go buy another one.
The Critters collections on the... See, this is what I mean, I don't know. Let me see if I can get into one of these and maybe they'll... I don't know how in-depth they are. Oh, wow. This is... yeah, see, I don't think they go as crazy like they did for the Friday ones, but like this Critters one looks really fucking cool. And not for nothing, they have one for the Fly. That looks really fucking cool too, the box itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's Shout Factory.
Yeah.
I avoided this sale because I spent so much on vinyl. but yeah, I did see that, and there were a few things I probably would have picked up had I not already blown my budget.
They also have the Omen box set on here. A very cool looking box. Also the Omen Better Than Alien. And by that.
My God.
That's a weird take, but okay.
It's true, man.
Not so sure about that, but all right.
This is not a horror movie, but they do have the Good Place complete series.
Never seen that.
Either. So good.
Yeah, they got a lot of shit. Universal movies as well. I know there's a lot of fans of those Universal horrors, and they have
those. Those were the ones I was looking at.
Yeah, they got six of them. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty tempted by The Fly.
The Fly one looks cool, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's just so cool. Like, if, you know, if people come in and they see that sitting on the shelf, it's like, damn. So, yeah, go check that out, guys. It's at shoutfactory.com. So hurry up and do that. I don't know how long this sale is going to last.
December 1st at 11:59 p.m. is when the deals end.
Yeah, you guys might have to hurry by the time this comes out. So
yeah,
let's see.
And watch The Good Place.
Fair enough. The last thing I wanted to talk about is the Jurassic World Dominion. Dinosaurs rule the Earth in an epic 5-minute opening prologue to next year's movie is the title of this. Rob's probably going to have negative things to say about it. I don't know. But guys, watch that. You can find it on Bloody Disgusting. Watch the I don't know. It's not a trailer. Whatever. You watch this video. We'll check it out on YouTube. It's beautiful.
Ugh, it's a prologue. It's boring.
But it's supposed to be. It's not this. Come on.
Yeah, it's nothing. It was 5 minutes of nothing. I was like, whatever.
But it's giving you a preview of what you're going to see.
But not really. It's not. I mean, it's not even like footage of the movie. It's just like dinosaurs.
So I agree with Rob in concept, but the argument it's just like dinosaurs is really weird.
Yeah, that's my take. It's a Jurassic Park movie.
It's just dinosaurs. They're not eating people or nothing.
Not yet. Mm-hmm. Not this. I mean, I thought it was cool. Like, they have some really nice shots in here where... And I was talking to a friend of mine that actually let it hang about it. And he said he likes the Jurassic Park movies, but he wishes they were darker and more towards the horror side. And I feel like the original was closer to that. But since then, like, the dinosaurs were just so perfect. I think it quickly turned into, well, look how beautiful this can be.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, look, I'll go see it. I like the Jurassic Park movies and everything, but this prologue was just nothing to me. You know, and the movie I expect to be, I mean, it can't be worse than that last one, so.
Last one wasn't its greatest moment.
No. I don't even think I watched the last one.
It's just dinosaur eBay. It's terrible.
Wow. Yeah, I don't like when they bring them off the island. Like this one, it's in there too. Like, leave them on the island, man. It's scarier on the island.
Yeah,
but, beautiful shots. Like it really is absolutely fucking amazing what they're able to do with these things. And the craziest part is like the original three movies. I mean, they weren't as detailed the monsters and dinosaurs, but goddamn, they weren't that far off.
No, those still hold up.
Yeah.
I mean, you watch Jurassic Park, like, it still looks great. It still holds up.
Yeah. Yeah. If somebody told me that was made last year, like, and I didn't know any better, I probably wouldn't question.
Yeah. But yeah, that prologue is, skip it. It's just dinosaurs.
Do not skip it. It's fucking awesome. Check it out. What's wrong with you? Stop telling people things like that. Anyway. That's all I have for the news, guys. I don't know if you guys have anything.
No.
Go watch the prologue for New Jurassic Park. Rob's crazy. All right, so we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back with this month's Patreon pick, The Purge, Anarchy. Mm-mm-mm. Guys, this was, I believe, Rich's pick?
All right. I was going to ask who picked it, because that's got to go in their file.
That doesn't sound like a good thing. I am double-checking really quick.
There were some picks I didn't want to watch this month, so I was actually kind of really...
What were, I don't know how to work the Patreon, so what were some of the other ones?
Thanks, Killing, IR Chris.
I would have loved to do that.
What? Dude! Oh, wait a minute. Why?
Gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
Here's the thing, is I don't hate Thanksgiving, but I hate watching seasonal movies after the season. I would have been so irritated if the day after Thanksgiving, I had to sit down and watch that movie. Like, that just would have annoyed me to no end.
Yeah.
Both of you guys have said that this could possibly be the worst movie of all time, and you want to watch it again?
I haven't seen it in a long time.
I don't think I've said
it.
That think I know there are worse movies.
No, the one that Cat always pulls on is Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
It's a totally different thing, Mikey.
Okay. Well, it can't be by much. I've seen clips of this damn thing. Jesus.
It can be.
Fuck. All right. Well, that was Chris. IR Chris. Thanks. Thanks, Killing, which I replied to with a-hole. So, okay. Join the Patreon.
Join the Patreon, guys.
Yeah, curse that. If he didn't pick a movie to be mean, he wouldn't have got called an a-hole to be. I don't think I was out of line.
Mm,
yeah, if you're nice to us, we'll be nice to you. Okay. I'll be nice to you.
I'm always nice, so.
Red State was on there. That was a Nate pick.
Okay.
We Are Not Cats by Nesto.
Oh, fuck, Nesto. What the fuck is that?
I don't know. But Nesto hold on. Let me see if I can find it really quick. Because Nesto...
Nesto making up his own movies. What the fuck is that?
I've never even heard of it. But Nesto was in trouble. Ah, okay. Yeah, son of a bitch. He commented, I don't know if he did this on purpose, because I wasn't talking to Nesto after last week's whole fantasy debacle, where he cheated. And he commented under a different post with Sand Sharks 2011.
Oh.
So I don't know.
I would have done Sand Sharks. Yeah, we could have done that.
No, the fuck we couldn't have. No.
Yeah, it's almost Santa Jaws time. Come on.
No.
The most wonderful time of the year.
Mm, oh, yeah, it's wonderful. What, after that guy gets kicked in the balls and the bells jingled, that it's all downhill.
He has the Feliz Navidad tattoos. So good.
Like when that guy gets his legs ripped off and stuff.
Mm, oh, yeah, that was great. Yeah. Right up there with Jurassic Park effects. It's wonderful. So, yeah, Nesto, he put Sandshark, but it wasn't under this. So I don't know if he did it by mistake or if he was just like threatening me. I don't know. But so that was his official pick was Are We Not Cats? I don't know. Obviously, Ghost put in your next, which got, I think, zero votes.
Damn it, guys.
My favorite running bit.
Hold on, let me see. Yeah, your next got zero votes. So we're moving backwards, Kat.
I know.
This is great. Rich had the Purge Anarchy.
Okay, so it is Rich. All right. I'm going to make note of that.
You might want to make note of this, too. Jinx, who he threw out two picks.
There are rules, people.
Right.
Kind of.
Jinx put throughout there 28 Days Later or Come and See. He said he couldn't decide. I mean, we had this debacle with Ghost, and now I even have in there, I think I did. I don't remember. But either way, we had this debacle with Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, no, hold on. In the Omen, which is the voting process on the Patreon, on the bottom of it, it says, please be as specific as possible to avoid any issues. Cough, Ghost. So it's like, this is mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Jinx.
Jinx picking too. I like the enthusiasm, Jinx, but you know.
If you want to hold on to your position in the power rankings, buddy.
Yeah. And it's not really a problem that it wasn't a problem this time, but we've seen what it caused when Ghost did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it caused me to have to watch a fucking Rob Zombie movie is what it caused.
that was the movies that were thrown out there. Thanksgiving got a vote, which scared the shit out of me. So here we are with the Purge Anarchy. What do you guys think?
I'm glad that we watched this and not Thanksgiving. That's where I'm at.
Me too.
I would have rather watched Thanksgiving. I don't know. I mean, aren't these movies, they're all just meh?
Here's the thing. It gets me all frustrated every time I watch any of the Purge movies. I tried to start the TV series today and it made me the same way. I don't think there's ever been a franchise that has gotten me so excited by the potential and missed the mark to fall so flat. Like, it's not even that I hate the movies. It's just that they're really not living up to the potential that they have. And it drives me up the wall because it's like, there's so much good on paper content in the Purge Anarchy. And if they had just edited it down, chosen the best of it and focused on it, like I basically, I guess what I'm saying is that I would like to do a series of short novels where I just rip off the Purge.
Yeah. I mean, to me, this entire franchise feels like they're all the same movie. Like, I don't know the difference between them. Like, when you said the Purge Anarchy, I'm like, which one is that? Like, I don't, because they're all exactly the same. They're so interchangeable, except for the original one. The original one. And I like the original one. The original one's the only one I like.
And that's the thing that drives me crazy, because it's like, they had a good setup. Like, they start with the intimate, close home invasion movie, and then each installation after that, all they had to do was just focus on one aspect of the purge. But each one of them is like, oh, we're going to touch on this and this and this and this. Mm-hmm. And so they all kind of become interchangeable, where it's like, yeah, look, we're going to do election fraud. We're going to do like violence to poor people. we're going to do, you know, government conspiracy. And then rich people are going to try to buy somebody to kill. And it's like, okay. But if they had just, if this had been like one story that's just like Eva and her daughter trying to survive, like that would have been great. And they could have just focused on it.
And that is my biggest problem with all of these sequels, is that they usually have three or four different sort of quote unquote stories that they're following that all end up interlocking somehow. And they're terrible because they put in all these basic template characters. You get no reference for who these people really are, or any real reason to care about them. They're just, okay, here's this guy and he's the badass, and here's this guy and his wife, and they're like the rich couple whose car broke down, and here's this woman and her daughter, and they're poor, and you don't know anything else about them, really.
And it kills me, especially with this one. I think the one that irritated me the most actually was election year, because it reminded me too much of Anarchy. But this one drives me the craziest, because there were so many people when The Purge first came out that were like, oh, you have like this whole unique dystopian sci-fi premise, and all you did with it was a home invasion movie. And then it was like, this was the movie that we wanted on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't get it right. And they didn't get it horrible. Like, it's not a horrible movie. I don't hate it, but it could have been so good.
Yeah. And yeah, I just don't care about this movie at all. And it's the same thing with all the other Purge movies. And I think, doesn't it in some way feel like they did the original Purge? You can't say the first Purge because that's confusing, because it's a whole other movie.
Yeah.
But they did the original movie, and everybody was like, oh, I wish we had seen more of the world instead of this intimate home invasion story. And they just kept trying to get that story right for like the next however many movies.
Like
they just kept
three,
doing it over and over again, trying to get it right, but they never can.
They never did.
Yeah.
But it drives me crazy. And yeah, I actually wrote down like, oh, and I actually described this in my notes as AHS syndrome for American Horror Story, where I think they might have just been worried that they weren't going to have enough Purge movies. Like, they thought that maybe Anarchy wasn't going to do well and it was going to be the last one. So they just tried to cram all their ideas into like the one movie instead of focusing on one thing at a time.
Yeah. And how many of these damn movies are there anyway? Like six?
Five? I want to, there was
two.
The Purge, Anarchy, Election Year, The First Purge, and The Forever Purge, I think.
Okay. I've seen every one of them. I can't tell you what any of them are.
I have not seen The Forever Purge yet.
Yeah. That's the latest one, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I didn't make it out to the theater.
Yeah. It's not good.
How are you feeling, Mikey?
It's such a cool concept. I don't know what you guys are saying. I mean, who doesn't like the concept? Although I will look for a tweet shortly. You know what I noticed about this? And I guess linked together maybe, is it has it's kind of like zombie movies and even zombie video games, you know, like they're all pretty much the same shit. But the one thing they have, like, I got into a discussion with Ghost actually. And it was about that Back for Blood thing. I'm like, every zombie video game is exactly identical, the same. She's like, but this one has different creatures and they're so cool. every zombie movie, TV show, video game, whatever, is exactly the same, except the zombies. Mm-hmm. They have their own style zombie. So this is like every Purge movie is damn near exactly the same, but the costumes are like different. They're ultimately the same, but it's like, you know, they try and make it a little creepier.
Well, I would argue that Anarchy and Election Year are the same movie.
They are.
Like, I don't even know a distinction between the two. Like, I feel like they're the exact same movie.
Is because, like, so they got Anarchy wrong. I get it. But then, like, Election Year, it was such a cool premise where it's like, okay, now you've seen what's going on the streets. We're going to go behind the politics on what's going on behind the scenes to make the purge happen. And then they're like, no, rich white lady gets stuck outside during the purge. And it's like, God damn it.
Yeah.
This was the last one. We saw that.
And then, and the first Purge, I hated. I mean, I hated it because it is such a message movie. And I don't mind message movies. I really don't. But don't beat me over the fucking head with it.
Right? Fair. You know what I mean? This one, like, if it had ended, okay, if the guy, if the badass guy, I've already forgotten his name, but if he had just like, if it had ended with him feeling better because he purged, like, what the fuck? That would have been wild and fresh and no one would have been expecting it. It would have been the, it would have made the message a lot more subtle and you could have taken your own stuff away from it. And then they're like, oh, but the government is bad. Did you forget that? Did you forget that the new founding fathers who made the purge are bad? And it's like, no, I get it. Like, come on.
I would like to know what went through, like, Rich. I'm not mad at you for picking it, man. But what made you pick this one?
I mean, I kind of am, Rich, honestly. I did not enjoy watching this movie. And again, it's not, it's because I don't have a reaction really one way or another to it. It's just there. And those are the worst kind of movies for me because I get bored. You know, like if I'm actively hating something while I'm watching it,
it's more,
you know,
fun.
There's a weird enjoyment in that, you know, or if you're loving it, obviously you're enjoying it. But actively hating something, you know, I can sort of enjoy that. But like just sitting there staring at a screen while things happen and I don't care is the worst. And Rich, you really screwed me on this one, buddy.
So you liked Halloween Resurrection. You enjoyed it.
No.
What do you mean? You just said. No.
No. No.
Normally, I agree with you about the mediocre movies being just like the worst to sit through. I will say, though, if we were only ever going to, if we made a rule right now that this is the only Purge movie we're ever going to talk about, I think this is the one that best illustrates the problems that I have with the franchise. I'm glad it's the one it got picked.
Fair enough. But again, we could have picked Election Year and it would have been the same thing.
That's true. But then we also would have had to watch Election Year, which is slightly worse than this one.
Yeah, what made him pick this one? Like, I'm curious. Like, Rich, let us know. Because
This is the first one that shows sort of the world.
Because it's the one that people asked for, and then it backfired.
Yeah. I mean, I assume that's why he picked this one. I don't know. Maybe he thinks it's the best one in the franchise.
Maybe.
Which is like, you know.
Also. You know what, guys? I'm gonna do it.
Not offensive to say there, and I couldn't. but it's not a high bar.
I'm gonna start my series of novels that rip off the Purge, and I don't even care because they just took it from Star Trek. So what the fuck? Like,
no, I don't know anything about that, nerd.
Yeah, this is the Purge is just the return of the Archons.
Was that the original Star Trek, or like one of the stupid other series?
No, that was TOS. That was Gene Roddenberry's original series.
Okay. With Captain Kirk?
Yeah.
All right. I still don't care.
They enjoy like one night of violence a year to lower crime rates for the... This is just Star Trek.
I'm not convinced the science behind the Purge really works anyway.
Oh, like, thank you for bringing that up.
I feel like this idea of having one night a year where all crime is legal so people can get it out of their system, it would lowering crime rate throughout the rest of the year kind of doesn't work. Like, I feel like it might actually make things worse.
So 100%, I think you're right. I think part of what they were going for, at least later on in the series, was that like they're not really lowering the crime rate so much as what they're culling the population.
Sure.
But I don't really care. What really frustrates me about it is that in this movie in particular, his son is killed in a drunk driving accident, which like completely disproves the whole, it wasn't like he was killed during the Purge intentionally.
Right. Yeah.
And it's like, what about the lower crime? Yeah. There's supposed to be like a less than 1% chance of something like this happening. Come on.
Yeah. And by the way, there's a much better movie about a guy seeking revenge after having a child killed by a drunk driver. It's not a horror movie. It's a drama, but it's fantastic. It stars Jack Nicholson. It's called The Crossing Guard. I believe it was directed by Sean Penn. Highly recommend everyone check that out because it's much more interesting than this.
All right. Well, hold on a second, because I do want to talk about that, because it's an interesting topic. I did send a tweet out just asking what people thought about the Purge movie as I was watching this. Got a lot of responses to it. One person did say, at Aaron C. Smith 1, A-A-Ron. I don't understand the underlying logic of how One Night of Mayhem is supposed to deter crime for the rest of the year. That bothers me. Haven't seen the movies because of it. And you guys agreed with him.
I think in a weird way, it normalizes committing those kind of crimes. So then people are going to do it more often throughout the year.
It was like a really weird shift. Like I said, I kind of started the series today. I don't think I'm going to finish it because it made me agitated like the movies do.
I watched the first two episodes, I think, and I was out.
But there was like a huge difference because in the first, I can't say the first Purge. In the original Purge movie with Lena Headey, there's the, which is the only reason I remember that movie sometimes, I think. Cause she's phenomenal as an actress. I love her. But they make it sound like, oh, we do all these terrible things one night a year so that we don't have crime the rest of the year. It's great. We get it out of our systems and we're like wholesome, healthy people. But then in the Purge TV series, they move very quickly from that kind of like, oh, look, we get it out of our system and then we're great, to let's idolize serial killers who paved the way for the Purge. And it's like, whoa, 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 what?
Right.
That's not, hold on.
Right. Sure.
See, I didn't get into the and I wanted to. I just never got around.
Don't. It's not. It's no. Don't.
All right.
I'm what, like, they missed the point of the original movie from what I've seen so far.
Yeah, but no, I'm with Aaron. I don't believe that the actual psychological science there bears out. I think if it were actually studied in some weird way. I don't think that is what would happen. I think that if you're the kind of person who's going to commit these kind of crimes, you're not exactly going to wait for the one day a year where it's legal.
Well, see, now, wait a minute. Because I can see you guys' point. Like, it's really hard. I mean, you're legalizing all crime. So obviously, you know, this is a hard concept to wrap around. But I don't know. And for the lunatics out there that are going extreme, you know, you're right. But at the same time, like, I look at it as if I was going to kill a motherfucker, and trust me, I would like to sometimes, I would wait for this night because I could do it legally and I wouldn't have to worry about going to jail. So, I mean, you know, but I see, I get you.
Yeah, but the flip side of that is that really reducing the crime rate? Because if it's illegal, you're not going to do it.
But I can do it that one time.
Right, but yeah, but. That's just encouraging the crime to happen as opposed to reducing any existing crime rate is what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, again, I didn't think of it as, you know, it normalized it. That is a good point. Cause you know, like what if I have some deep fucking suppressed thing about killing people and I did it that one time cause it was legal.
I bet you do too.
I might. Next thing you know, I'm outside your house, Rob, and we got drugs. Yeah. So, but I mean, I don't know. I can see, like, if you could just make a list of the shit, it's like a Christmas list. Or actually, you know, a good thing is, it's like when you get your taxes in, you can't spend money like that all year. But goddamn it, you got a list of shit you're gonna buy when the one time that you can. You know, I can see it both ways though.
When I do my ripoff novel series, one thing that I would really like to see explored is like. I want to see a story about a serial killer in this world who kills on non-purge days, like who gets a taste for it on purge night. Like, I want to see that 1% crime story, you know? Because, like, yeah, I'm sure that happens. And, like, what about, and they're like, oh, yeah, drugs are illegal. I won't sell you drugs until the purge commences. But then it's like, what if you're addicted? What if you get addicted to drugs on purge night?
And right.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Because, I mean, usually you don't smoke crack once.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a thing that goes along with it.
Don't I know it? But, yeah. No,
Rob's smoking crack listening to Garth Brooks. that's a good point. Yeah,
I don't know. It always seemed kind of weird to me, but whatever. I never, you know, I'm willing to look past that. If you give me an entertaining, good movie, then fine, whatever. I'll suspend my disbelief. But instead, they give me this meh movie where I've got nothing but to sit here and think about these things and not be able to let them go because I'm not entertained by what I'm seeing at all.
Yeah, that's fair. It's just it's such a hard thing. I didn't think about those sides of things, like I said. But I mean, I'm not mad at it because it's such a cool concept, you know. So like, imagine being in a world like that. Like, it's mm-hmm. crazy. So I, you know, like I said, I'm not mad at it, but you know, I do wish it's just so hard to get right. You know, like, there's so much that you can get into. What do you get into? But I'll tell you this. I don't know if this was a horror movie.
That's interesting. That actually, that was a note that I had. I didn't write that I didn't consider it a horror movie, but I do wish, where is it? I felt like it touched on too much stuff, and I would have liked to see more of the actual anarchy. I would have liked to see more of the violence and the terror and the residual emotions, the trauma of the purge, and less just like, especially with Mr. Badass, what's his face? It seemed like this was more of a thriller at times.
Yeah. And that's another part of this movie that sort of, I was just like, ugh, to me, there's just nothing exciting about watching people get shot. You know, it's just not, I don't know, like, that's death by gun. It's so boring, yeah. You know, for a horror movie. I mean, a bunch of people shooting each other.
And it worked when it was an intimate home invasion story. Right, but right, yeah. Like, it works less well on the streets.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and there were just ridiculous things in this movie, too. Like, I mean, that guy, he made this crazy bulletproof Mad Max car, which was really awesome. But then he's so dumb, he leaves it unlocked so people can just get in it. Yeah. Like, you're just not going to lock the door.
Yeah, that was funny. But I see now they were getting in there. It's unlocked. I'm like,
yeah,
you know, it doesn't lock itself. Like,
yeah, really? Yeah. Well,
you couldn't get an auto start and stuff.
Yeah. He doesn't have a key fob where he just push the button as he's walking over to murder people. I mean, what are we doing here? This is ridiculous.
My car locks on its own after a while.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's not
just
lock
the door. I mean, why didn't he just have the door locked? All the doors should have been locked anyway.
Crime is legal. They could steal that. Nobody's going to help you. You know, right. Yeah. Lock the fucking thing. I agree.
Yeah.
With. I don't know. I wouldn't call this a horror movie. And I could see where it is. I get it, but I think there's, if it's not a horror movie, we've had this discussion with stuff before. Stuff is questioned that it's a horror movie. Okay. There are so many things you could have done to take that question off the table and you didn't do it. So, you know, I have to question it now because it's like, what were you trying to make?
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, it's almost an action movie, right?
I think it is.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I could see that being an argument like this.
I could have seen Liam Neeson playing the main role.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
bullshit.
Yeah. I got a particular set of skills or whatever the fuck he says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taken. Whatever the hell.
Yeah.
I did enjoy the fact, though, that the Purge managed to bring that couple together. That was nice.
It would have been nice, except for I don't think I've ever cared about a pair of characters less than Shane and Liz. Like, yeah,
well, you oh remembered boy. Their name, so you cared more than I did.
I wrote it down because they introduced themselves twice.
Yeah. Like, yeah. They did, though, have my favorite moment in the entire movie. And that
where
is...
Where she fakes him out?
No, it's when she says, I love you, I need you to know that. Bam! He's dead. I laughed so hard at that part I had to pause the movie.
That is funny. But you know, you're right, Rob. The gun thing, like, they could have done so much with stabbing, brutality, and they
right.
didn't.
I mean, murder's legal. Get creative with it, people. Instead, people just got creative with guns.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they just had the big trucks with the machine guns and stuff.
Which are cool.
Whatever the hell those things were. I don't know what kind of guns they are. I don't know anything about guns.
Right.
But, you know, and I mean, just boring, you know, give me something.
I did kind of like the old woman talking about her favorite gun. Like, she had a gun sponsorship during that was kind of funny.
And then I liked there was an interesting setup, but we never got to see the payoff when what's his face that nobody cared about, and the couple got his leg stuck in the trap.
Oh, and then they just get him out. He just shoots himself free.
Right. Yeah. Like that, like show us somebody get caught in that, and then what's going to happen to those people. Right. You know? But they probably would have done something stupid. They just would have had somebody walk up and shoot them or something. You know?
Like, oh, you're stuck. I've got a gun.
Bang. I mean, that's not, kill people in a more interesting way. I mean, come on. What are we doing?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they could have, and they had it, man. They had it. It would have been so easy for them to throw in there and do, and they just didn't fucking do it.
And they do cool things like with the people, like the costumes people wear and stuff, the masks and everything. Some of that stuff looks really cool, but then it's just like, I got a gun. And it's like, oh.
Yeah. It could have, I loved that aspect of it. Like towards the beginning, when they're trying to get back to the wherever, the back home, and they run into those dudes with the, like, dude, they look fucking creepy.
Yeah.
Like I put myself, it made me put myself in the moment. Like, could you imagine standing in the middle of a parking garage or a parking lot rather, and you see that?
Right. Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Yeah. And they just, they missed the ball on a lot of stuff. And this is listed on IMDb as action and then horror. So, could it also be that they didn't want to lean too much? Like action sells more than horror publicly, generally. Were they trying to hit more of that? Did they, I don't want to use this word, but, prostitute, like away from that action thing? Like, this fucked up, man.
Like Kat said, though, I do think that the original movie is a horror film because it's got that whole home invasion angle to it.
Yes.
And then I think because this is the sequel to that, it's part of the franchise. So it's going to be labeled as a horror movie because it's part of this, it's the sequel to this horror movie. But I think it's closer to me, in my opinion, to being an action movie. It's closer to Escape from New York than it is anything else.
Yeah.
Although not as cool because it doesn't have Snake Plissken.
Yeah, I agree. It's a shame too, because I've always liked the Purge concept. I've always liked it, but
And it's and like Kat was saying, they try to squeeze so much into this movie that it's like it starts off being a movie about one thing, and then it shifts to being a movie about another thing, and then there's a whole third thing that it becomes about as well.
Yeah,
like initially it starts off being, just this family trying to survive the Purge night, then it switches to being about this group of people, this desperate group of people trying to survive
also
on the streets, to all of a sudden it's about them being kidnapped and hunted by rich people.
Also, I really hate the foreshadowing where it's like the dad has, or the grandfather, I guess, has sold himself to rich people for, it's like, that was the most in-your-face foreshadowing, because it's like they don't even try to go rescue the dad. The dad never comes up.
Like, yeah, he's just gone.
Up there with rich people, and it's like, come on. Like, come on.
I agree. Yeah. That's another thing to look at, too. Like, that whole high society crap.
Just fucking watch Squid Game. Come on.
But I love the concept of it so much, but I don't think, probably other than Squid Game, but I haven't finished it yet, I haven't seen it done right. And even Squid Game, if you're looking at it just high society, again, I haven't finished it, so I don't know what it turns into, but from what I've seen up through episode like 6-ish or whatever, for that alone, there could be more to be desired with the high society type thing. But, like that whole thing behind the curtain and like the dinner party crap, it's like,
and so I love stories like that, I really do. I think it's something that I would like to see done in horror more, because it's not done well as often as it's done. There are a few foreign films that kind of tackle stuff like that that I think, but that's the thing, is that that's the premise, that's like the entire movie. You have to go in with that idea. Cadaver, I think, is the one that I really liked, where it's like a psychological horror movie. You don't know what's going on. And it's like a post-apocalyptic dinner theater where And it's like, you know, but you go in with the idea that it's like, oh yeah, I'm going to watch like this class exploration. It's not just like crammed into the background of an action film.
Yeah. I think the only movie that really gets that high society kind of thing right is The Hunt.
No.
They really knocked that out of the park.
They used a lot of guns in The Hunt.
Is he talking about the fucking Hunt right now?
There was some gun usage in The Hunt, but you know, it was pretty
You
good.
Just like Emma Roberts.
She's not in that movie very much. And she wasn't really all that crazy. She was more hysterical.
Don't really know if
she,
well, yeah.
I can't deal with hysterical.
That's the line.
Yeah, crazy I can take. Hysterical now.
Oh my god. Yeah, I don't know. I do that just because that's a big gear switch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, damn, like really? This
yeah,
is...
that's it. That's its own movie. Like Kat was saying, that you know, that idea of them being kidnapped and sold to the highest bidder at auction to be hunted is its own movie in the Purge.
It kills me because it's not a bad idea. I think it could be an entertaining horror movie, but they didn't do that. They didn't commit to it.
Right.
No, they wedged it in the final third of this one or whatever.
It didn't fit at all.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Can we talk about the internet revolutionary guy?
He could have been his own movie.
I hated that guy. I hated
really?
His Yeah, everything about that guy I did not like. And that's a character that is meant for me to love.
I hated his introduction because, again, it was crammed in there. But I liked the premise of him. On paper, he was excellent.
Yeah. No, on paper, he's a great character. Like I said, that's the kind of character that normally I would absolutely love. But I hated him. And like towards the end, when him and his guys burst in, he actually says, get ready to bleed, rich bitches. This is our time now. But then all he does is shoot the hired help. He's not killing any of the rich people. He's killing all the fucking hired help that are working for the rich people.
He's not wrong.
That's a valid complaint about him.
Yeah. I don't know.
As a matter of fact, I don't think we see any of the rich people die. So there's no comeuppance for them. You know, towards after that, the guy, no name Mad Max guy, takes that rich woman's car, but he doesn't kill her or smack her or anything. He just tells her to run.
Well, that's because he's not angry at the Purge. He's angry at a drunk driver.
Yeah. He's the Mothers Against Drunk Drivers greatest spokesperson, that guy.
Oh, man.
That's the thing, too. Like, they kind of came and went with it, felt like. Even though they didn't with the whole, you know, Thai society crap and like all that. Like, I know they didn't come and go with it, but it felt like it because it was just so fucking out there.
Because it didn't mean anything. Right. Like, it had no consequences on the rest of the narrative.
It didn't need to be in this movie.
No.
It is, like Kat said, a good idea. Should have been its own separate thing instead of wedged into this movie. Because it doesn't fit.
I agree.
There's no reason for it.
I agree. Yeah, it's because I'm the Portnoy's for this is going to be strange because I'll tell you this, that the beginning of this movie for I don't remember the time frame, probably a good 20 to 30 to 40, something like that. It's a long fucking movie too. I hated this thing, but man, when it starts going, it pulled me in. Like it gets going once it really starts doing some things. And but goddamn, getting there and in between there, man. Ooh.
Like, I was okay with the beginning where they were sort of introducing, quote unquote, introducing these quote unquote characters because they don't give any of us any real context to any of them. I mean, sort of the mother and daughter, we get more on them than anybody else. But like, you know, all we're introduced to is a guy who's mad about something. We don't even know what yet. And then, you know, couple who are fighting for some reason, we don't know why. And then, you know, mom and daughter. And so, but, and then like, you know, obviously, you know, they're coming together. And so once they did all come together and they were trying to get someplace safe, like I was into it, like, I was like, okay, this is good. But then they get someplace safe and it turns out it's not safe. And then it just turns into this whole different thing. And I don't know. It was a mess.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was a stretch of the movie that I did actually, I kind of liked.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, you know, again, a lot of gun deaths, and I was getting irritated with that. There were things about it that irritated me during that time too. But there is a little stretch in the middle that I didn't mind, but then they just try to wedge so much other stuff in there.
Yeah, man, it was fucking weird. It's like, what the hell is going on with this thing? Like, which way are we going?
Yeah.
And it's just such a simple concept. And it's weird to see a movie go so many different directions with such a simple concept.
Yeah.
But they did it, damn it.
Mm. And also, how about the end of the movie when they're taking what's his name to the hospital and they pull up to the ER and it's just empty? The parking lot's just empty. Like, yeah, that place would be flooded with people. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there'd have been people who had been shot and were waiting outside to get a doctor for hours.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that, but there was nobody. There were more people in the hospital at Halloween in Halloween Kills than were in the hospital for this thing.
Yeah, and you would have thought it would have been more fucked up too, on a lot of levels. You know, like that's easy picking sick people in a hospital.
Oh yeah,
drugs that are in there.
See,
and everything.
That's a horror movie. The last, like, and it could be in real time. Like the last 90 minutes of Purge Night outside the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like that's scary shit right there.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah. If they come out with a fucking Purge hospital movie, we need to get paid. Because that's true, inside and outside. Oh yeah.
And I talk about it every time. I like, seriously, from the first one moving forward, every Purge movie I've ever watched or rewatched, I talk about this. I want to tackle this concept as a series of books that focus on one thing at a time.
Yeah.
I might do it this time because I'm all riled up. It's so good on paper.
Yeah, but then the execution is always just lackluster at best.
Yeah.
But I think. And that's the other thing about these, the why does it automatically it goes to murder for the Purge? Like I would not be interested in murdering anybody, but you know what I would want to do? I'd want to knock off that bank vault.
Yeah, right.
You know,
well, they said, so, I mean, a million different things you want, TVs and shit, like just stuff you can't get throughout the year. Yeah. You know, make yourself a little hit list, but I don't know. It's always kind of annoyed me. And to tell you the truth, I've never seen this movie before. And I've been wanting to get into the TV. So, like, I don't have cable anymore, but I had Verizon. And I had all the Purge fucking TV movies in the DVR. Because I was, like, kind of excited to see it. Never got around to it. But, you know, I've always liked the concept of the Purge movies. And it's like they've turned me off with them not being able to execute it so many times. And I didn't even bother.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, it's a shame. But Rich actually, hold on, where the hell did that go? Like I said, I sent out a tweet. Rich, we might have an answer here. I didn't read all of it. He said, it's actually kind of disturbing how much I love these movies. Kind of is, Rich.
It is, Rich. Yeah.
The original and its first sequel, Anarchy, are the best. And while the rest began to decline in quality all around, I still enjoy them. The concept is fantastic, and it makes the audience think and contemplate their own moral compass. My biggest complaint is that even though it makes sense to go into this direction, but they focus far too heavily on the political aspect of it. Purge series to me, like Star Wars and Halloween, no matter how many they make, good or bad, I'll watch them.
This is a franchise with diminishing returns.
Yeah.
Like every movie seems to be worse than the one before it.
Oh, look at this. Some son of a bitch. I hate when people do this. He used my damn tweet as a billboard. Fucking jumped into my damn tweet and, hey, I wrote an article on this.
Oh, I know. I hate that
shit. Kiss my ass.
Nobody wants to read your article on your stupid blog.
Right. This is a perfect segue into my book series, guys. coming 2022, Cat Rips Off the Purge. Title pending.
Please do. With this fucking guy, I'm not going to mention your handle. I'm not going to mention your shitty website. I'm not going to mention any of that. Stop doing that to my tweet. I'll call a motherfucker out for it, too.
Yeah.
He's lucky I didn't see this.
Yeah. So overall, I don't know. Meh. It's whatever. This movie's whatever.
I'm glad we talked about it as much as we have. I was really worried. I'm like, how the fuck are we going to get time out of this? Yeah.
Well, the good news about this is if another Purge movie ever comes up, you can just copy and paste this audio and put it on that episode.
Because these are complaints I have about the entire franchise. Like, this is a pretty much... But I do have a lot of... I have a lot of pent-up rage about this concept.
I like the concept.
The concept is good. It's okay. it's where it's fallen short. Like, it should be so easy to do something good with this.
You'd think.
You really would think. It drives me crazy. Even Rick and Morty did better with this one.
Did they?
Yeah, they have an episode, Look Who's Purging Now. And it's they visit a purge planet, and it's hilarious.
There was I think it was Rick and Morty. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. A friend of mine, Kat, I don't know if you'd be able to tell me, not to go off topic.
Possibly.
A friend of mine sent me this video of like, they were in a courtroom, and they were just like going off, like they were going back and forth. They were talking about like man butts and all this stuff, and like it was just a funniest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life. Do you remember what episode that was from?
I don't remember what episode that was from. That does sound like Rick and Morty, though.
Oh yeah, it was. And I've never really watched Rick and Morty, but that thing that really made me respect it, because I look at it as like South Park and stuff, and I immediately think that.
But yeah.
Damn, man, that made me. That shit was funny, Rob. I gotta find that again and send it.
Don't send it to me. I'm not watching cartoons.
No, dude, it's hilarious.
Also, if you get a chance to watch the Purge episode of Rick and Morty, I think it might be better than any of the Purge movies.
That does sort of remind me, though, of the Key and Peele sketch where they are in the pitch meeting for Gremlins 2. Have you guys seen that?
No.
That's hilarious. I'll see if I can find it and send it to you guys. It's so fun. I mean, you guys have both seen Gremlins 2, right?
Yeah.
Cool. This is a fucking batshit crazy movie. And this pitch meeting is so funny.
The best. That was another one that I kind of didn't like, was Key and Peele at the beginning. Like, I would not watch that shit because, I thought Chappelle Show. And I was like, no, it's a ripoff. Not going to watch it. They are fucking hilarious. They're funny. Yeah.
I've never watched their show. I have seen like people every once in a while, somebody will send me one of the sketches from their show, that relates to something that we're talking about or whatever. And they're usually funny, but I've never really gone out of my way to watch it.
Oh man. There's one about the lead up, like the press conference for a boxing match. Oh my God. It's so fucking funny.
No,
I guess I did.
Yeah,
but let's board in with this thing. We're talking about Keen Peele and fucking Rick.
Yeah. I think we've exhausted the Purge anarchy.
Yeah.
Oh, I did have one final question for you guys. Did anyone remember how early the Purge started? I had forgotten it was so close in the future. And when the 2023 came up, I was like, what? And then they're like, sixth annual Purge. And I was like, the fuck?
No, I didn't remember that. I didn't even notice that.
I had not realized it was like running parallel to our timeline.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't pick up on that at all.
I'm sure that was something I knew at one point, but like it kind of stunned me a little bit. That was like, this is next year.
Yep, there we go.
Whoa. But Portnoy's.
Yeah, I think next week maybe we could take the beginning of next week's show and go over the. I wish I would have marked the last time we did this. Yeah, I don't remember. I'm gonna have to do some looking, but. We've gone a while without going over the Portnoy's. So let's see. What the fuck? Does anyone have a Portnoy ready? I still don't know what to do with this thing.
4.6.
Okay.
It's a very meh movie to me.
Okay. Damn. All right. I don't do this often. I'm gonna give it a 5.
Mm-hmm.
Right on the middle, rookie number, the round number, I know, but I'm gonna give it a 5. I'm gonna give it a 5.2.
See, I considered giving it a 5. I put it at a 4.6 because I think I liked it a little less than I, I disliked it a little more than I liked it. So 4.6 is where I ended.
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, when it gets going, it pulls you in and it gets going because the story's really good. And the performances, you know, I thought the performances were very good in this movie.
They're fine.
Yeah. It's just what they were selling us. We weren't buying was the problem, you know, but what they were doing, I think was good.
I had some issues with the performances. And I think, again, I think it was more of a directing choice. There was a scene that really bothered me where he's like trying to talk himself out of going and rescuing them. And the mom and the daughter are getting abducted. And it's like, it takes government officials whose job it is to go abduct people so fucking long to get those two in the car. Like, yeah, that was the longest abduction scene. I got bored. And it's like, what is happening right now?
Yeah.
Come on.
Like, and again, I don't necessarily think that was an acting issue. I think you can only pretend to be abducted for so long before you run out of like fresh material there.
Yeah. No, please. No, stop.
Like, I wasn't being sold also.
Like, yeah. What the fuck do you say while you're being abducted? Like, well.
Yeah.
Rob, could get you, like, we'll get the patrons to maybe donate like a GoFundMe or something, and you could recreate that scene of being abducted.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe.
That'd be fucking funny.
I'm much more used to being on the abducting end, but we'll see.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, not a cult, right?
No, the only line you need to say when you're abducting somebody is, does this smell like chloroform?
Wow. Very dark. Okay.
Very efficient.
Yeah. You know people hear this, right?
Make sure. This is going to be used as evidence later.
Rob is... This show will be played in a courtroom one day because of Rob. I am convinced 1,000,000%. Now, Mr. Humphrey, chloroform, you say. All right, Kat, do you have a Portnoy for this thing?
I'm inclined to go a little bit higher. I'm thinking like a 5.6 because I didn't hate the experience while I was watching it, but it does fall like pretty close to the middle for me. I give it a few points just for concept because again, the execution sucked, but I didn't hate any of the things that they were trying to do. I just hate the way that they did them.
That's fair. Kat's always so nice with her score.
And the other thing I will say about, this might be more about the movies in general than about Anarchy specifically, but I do think about this concept a lot. I spend probably a lot of my life thinking about The Purge and how it could have been better. There is enough there that I think about it.
I think that says more about you than it does the movies, actually.
It could have been so good. They missed the mark with this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there it is, Rich. I don't know. If he likes this franchise the way he does, that's awesome. There's a lot worse to fucking like. I mean, he could be going around praising a fucking tire, but you know, do each their own. But
that would be stupid.
That would be ridiculous.
But a sentient killer tire with telekinesis. Now that's something.
There we go. There it is.
Yeah. Moving past that. I mean, it could be worse, Rich. I just, you know, it's not that they're bad. It's just that they could be so much fucking better. And it's a shame because if they do get another opportunity at another movie, like, I'm personally going to look at it and go, oh, great. It's like, yeah, it sucks. Yeah.
I did that with the last one. I mean, I went and saw it, but I was like, yeah, fine, great. Another Purge. I mean, I bet
that's how you left too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because these movies to me are, aside from the original one, wholly forgettable movie.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't tell you a single thing that happens in Purge election year. I've seen it, but I couldn't tell you anything that happens. I couldn't tell you anything about the Forever Purge. I saw it in theaters when it came out.
Not that long ago.
Yeah. I'm not gonna tell you anything about it. Seems like maybe somebody drove a truck or something, you know? Yeah. I don't remember. The first Purge, I remember a little more. I couldn't tell you exactly what happens in it. I just remember that it's really preachy and it drove me nuts.
Yeah.
I will say the Star Wars comparison was a little bit too on the nose for me. I recently have given up Star Wars things because I realized that there has not been a Star Wars movie released in my lifetime that I've enjoyed. And I really just have been spending a lot of my life obsessing over this series for my love of a trilogy that came out before I was born. So I very recently have given that up, but I will go see the Purge movies. I get excited about everyone, even though I know better. Like, they could make a million more, and I would it would take a long time. It would take a Star Wars amount of time before I gave this up for my own good.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen every one of them, but I have been on it, but I'm never excited to go see them. I'm not. I've given up. But I still go see them, you know. Yeah. But, you know, whenever I saw Escape Room, Tournament of Champions, too. I mean,
yeah, you don't watch anything.
Yeah, I mean, if it's at the theater, I got the AMCA listed, you know, I'm already paying for it. I might as well go see it. But, you know, I'm never excited for them.
See, I trick myself into being excited about these. Because it's like, this could be the one where they turn it around.
Right.
It's a good concept. They could get it right. And they never do.
No. And I mean, honestly, as far as being forgettable goes, next week, I won't remember a single thing that happened in the Purge Anarchy. I mean, somebody will say, you could say Purge Anarchy, and I'll be like, which one's that? You know, because it's all the same. Big swings and misses throughout this franchise. They've never been able to get it right. And I don't think that they ever will. I think that they made the original film and people went, oh, but that's just a home invasion movie. We wanted to see more of the world. And so they zoomed out, but they zoomed out too goddamn far.
They went too big. Yeah.
Yeah. No. And they just don't understand that, you know, we want to see the world, but keep it simple.
Yeah.
And it would work fine. I don't know. They just don't seem to get it. And they won't, because the movies keep making money. So stick with the formula.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
What if I'm the one that gets Slasher Radio used in court against me for the lawsuit that the Purge is going to file against me?
I mean, I kind of, in a way, that'd be kind of interesting, and I'd be kind of excited about it. In another way, not so much, because it's these are Blumhouse movies, and I know they're going to find that tape of me threatening to kick Jason Blum's ass.
Yeah,
and that's going to come up.
Yeah. Apparently, Ms. Valore, your co-host, also threatened to attack one of the creators of these.
There would have been no one alive to sue me if he had won.
Yeah, right.
Why does Jason Blum have to be so fit?
And Jason Blum kicked the shit out of him. That is hilarious. All right, guys. So, Rich, thank you for the pick, man.
Yeah, Rich, thanks for a whole lot of nothing.
Rich really has fallen from fucking grace.
I know. You need to get your shit together, Rick.
What was that movie that he picked, Kat? Damn it. The 90s one.
Oh, Brain Scan.
Brain Scan. Yes, Rich.
Oh, was that stupid fucking video game thing?
That was an amazing movie.
That movie sucked a nut.
Oh yeah, we were talking about 90s movies last week. We didn't talk about Brain Scan.
Shame
that wouldn't
us.
Have bolstered his case any, guess.
No, the Brain Scan was awesome, Rich. Come on, man. It's not that this was a terrible pick or nothing, but you set your bar so high.
It's a pretty bad pick too.
You know, so don't listen to Rob.
I was not happy when I saw the Purge anything. I was like, great, here we go. We're bullshit.
Well, this was our Patreon pick, guys. So if you're not a member of the Patreon, this is where you get it every month. I know October was busy. We didn't get, you know, we had so much going on. But every month we get a Patreon pick where no matter what, you guys pick it, you vote on it. And we do need some people for the team of good.
That would be nice.
Right. We have IR Chris. Greg has been threatening. We don't know what the hell's going on with that. Nesto is
he's a wild card.
Absolutely. He's sworn to fun, loyal to none, Nesto. He don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He'll help you out in like a big, oh man, Nesto, he's awesome. And then next thing you know, he turn around and kicks you right in the dick.
Yep.
It's like,
yep. That's what Nesto's known for, dick kicking.
Isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. That's not good, man. Alright, well, I don't want to get kicked in the dick, so let's wrap this one. Go check us out at slasherradio.com/radio on Twitter. I'm at Mikey's Dead. You can check out the Twitch if you want. That's slasherradio.twitch.tv. And the Patreon, like we mentioned, patreon.com/slashradio, and that's it.
All right. I am Radio Rob 123 on Twitter. You can talk to me there, but I probably won't respond because I'll be too busy playing Stardew Valley. You can also listen to my other show, This Horror Life, wherever you are listening to Slasher Radio. And I promise we're going to have a new episode soon.
Yeah, then you can also find me on at Radio Rob 123 on SpaceHay.com.
You son of a bitch.
No, I forgot about that. You also can check me out there.
You can find me on Twitter at cat_velour, V-O-L-E-U-R, over on Twitter. You can also check out the channel that I write for on YouTube, Wicked Binge.
All right, guys. Check us out next week. Support the show, please. Good night from Slasher Radio.
All the best of Slasher Radio podcast. Let's go.